We're here at Ben Gurion Airport, where we've been waiting since the middle of the night to greet this miraculous Aliyah flight full of Jews from Ukraine who are escaping anti-Semitism, escaping persecution, to come home on wings of eagles. This right here is biblical prophecy being fulfilled because of you. This is the future of Israel. We've done so much, but there is so much more to do. And I'm confident that especially now, we will be able to accomplish this.
Welcome, friends, to our special Bless Israel year-end program, brought to you by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. We just heard from President and CEO of the Fellowship, Yael Eckstein, as she welcomed the memorial on Wings of Eagles flight, honoring the legacy of her father, Rabbi Yekiel Eckstein, who passed away on February 6, 2019, at the age of 67. On today's program, we'll hear from Yael as she shares her vision for the future of the fellowship. In Genesis 12, verse 3, God promises to bless those who bless Israel. And on today's program, we're going to talk about how you can do just that. You're going to have an opportunity to bless Israel through the fellowship's On Wings of Eagles program. Here's Yael Eckstein in a discussion with the former governor of Arkansas, Mike Huckabee, on The Huckabee Show on TBN. Let's listen.
We want to welcome you to The Huckabee Show to talk about the things that you guys are doing to bring real help to people in the land of Israel. Why is this so important?
Well, it's an amazing thing. We live in awesome times where we don't only read the Bible, but we're able to take part in bringing biblical prophecy to fruition. And so the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews is forefront in that, in bringing Jews home to Israel, just as Isaiah and Jeremiah and the prophets spoke about thousands of years ago, bringing them in gathering from all four corners of the earth home to the Holy Land, to the Promised Land, and helping the orphans and the widows in Israel along with the biblical commandment, Nachamu Nachamu Ami, comfort ye, my people. We build bomb shelters, security drones, and do whatever we can on behalf of Christians around the world who love Israel to give a tangible aid, a tangible message that the people of Israel are not alone.
You know, I think it's pretty remarkable. You're an observant Jew. Your father started this organization, an incredible ministry, really, globally. A lot of people might be surprised that some of the strongest supporters of Israel and the Jewish people are Christians all over the world. Why do you think Christians care so much about what happens to the nation of Israel and to the Jewish people?
It's spiritual. You can't get into the politics of Israel without first connecting to the spirituality of Israel. And as we know, Christians believe that they are grafted onto the rich olive tree of Israel. And so the fellowship works with the Christian community and the Jewish community to say, these are historic prophetic times. Let's come together, just as Psalms 133 says, Hine matovu manaim shevet achim gam yachad.
Is that what it said?
Yeah, you understood that, right?
They didn't say it that way in the Baptist church where I grew up. I can tell you that right now. I'm sure that's what it says, but
that's probably how Jesus said it, though.
It probably is. There's no doubt.
You how know. Good and pleasant it is when brethren dwell together. And so that's what we do. We look in the Bible and say, where does God want us? And that's what we do in practice, and we've been blessed from it.
Your organization has done something, taken it to a whole new level, by actually giving Christians an opportunity to do something tangible, to do something that is personal and practical to help people, rather than just say, yeah, we love you, we care, but actually to show it.
Yeah. The Fellowship is the largest philanthropic organization in Israel. Mm. What that means is that it's Christians who are providing the most aid to the people of Israel as far as basic needs and security. And so I remember speaking to a family in Sderot on the border with the Gaza Strip, and they were telling me, when I ran into that bomb shelter and saw the sign on the wall that said, donated with love by Christians in America, I remember it was this mother of four, and she said, I have to choose on a daily basis, am I going to stay with my four children because I'm not going to get them to the bomb shelter in time, or choose one child and run to the bomb shelter with them?
Ooh.
And it feels like the whole world is just criticizing Israel. It feels like the UN, the EU, the Arab Union, everyone's against Israel. But when I went in that bomb shelter, I knew that there are millions of Christians who stand with me. And that was the message. That's it. That's exactly what the fellowship does.
Friends, you're listening to a very special Bless Israel year-end program, and we just heard from Yael Eckstein, the president and CEO of the Fellowship, and former governor of Arkansas Mike Huckabee of The Huckabee Show on TBN. Since 1983, the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews has raised over $1.6 billion to help millions of poor Jews with food, medicine, clothing, heat, shelter, and hope and love. And this would not be possible without the financial and prayerful support of Christians like you, our loving partners who have blessed Israel, God's chosen people, through the Fellowship's more than 400 projects in Israel and around the world. And today, we want to ask you to do the same thing, to partner with us here in the month of December to bless a poor Jew who desperately needs our help. So as we close out 2019, one of the ways you can bless Israel is to give a special year-end donation toward the Fellowship's On Wings of Eagles program.
Isaiah chapter 49 says, Behold, they will come from afar, and lo, they will come from the north and from the west. Shout for joy, O heavens, and rejoice, O earth. Break forth into joyful shouting, O mountains, for the Lord has comforted his people. The restoration of Israel is one of the greatest promises from God. When Christians see the return of the Jews from the four corners of the earth, we should wake up and say, This is my Bible speaking. This is the fulfillment of biblical prophecy. And now I can be part of God's plan for His chosen people. Each month, the Fellowship helps charter airplanes from countries all over the world for emergency freedom flights that help bring thousands of Jews home to the Holy Land. The cost to help sponsor one Jew on a Wings of Eagles freedom flight to Israel is $350. Maybe God has blessed you, your family, or your business this year in a special way, and you'd like to give a generous donation of $350. Your gift will help rescue one Jew on an upcoming flight here in the month of December. You could also give a donation of $175. We'll partner you with another donor, and together you'll help rescue one Jew. Of course, you can give a gift of any amount toward the Fellowship's On Wings of Eagles program. Here in December, there are more than a dozen flights taking place, and every donation, large or small, is greatly needed. You can call our special toll-free phone number to donate. That number is 800-752-1441. 800-752-1441. Will you help sponsor a Jew on one of these Wings of Eagles freedom flights? You can make your special year-end tax-deductible donation of $350, $175, or a gift of any amount quickly and easily with your checking account or a debit or credit card. Here's that number again, 800-752-1441. 800-752-1441. That's 800-752-1441.
They have come from all over the world. Russia, Argentina, India, France, Muslim countries, nearly 60 countries worldwide, Jews living in extreme poverty and anti-Semitism. All these precious poor Jews want is to someday realize the dream of living in their biblical homeland, Israel. Because of Christian radio listeners like you, we are seeing biblical prophecy being fulfilled today as we gather these Jewish exiles from the four corners of the earth, as foretold by the prophet Isaiah. The International Fellowship of Christians and Jews has been leading the way in rescuing Jews from all over the world since 1992. And today, the Fellowship has helped bring home more than 750,000 Jews to their biblical homeland. President and CEO of the Fellowship, Yael Eckstein, remembers how it all started.
30 years ago, my father discovered, he was a young rabbi, that there are Christians that love Israel. And he said, how could the Jewish people not know about this? Suddenly, there are millions of Christians here praying for us, loving us. We need to connect the two. And so we started the fellowship originally as just an interfaith dialogue organization, not doing any projects, but just talking, because that's the first step to building a new relationship after 2,000 years, to start talking and finding where we are so alike, the values that we share, the God that we love. And so he was in the middle of all of these dialogue conferences, and that was right when the Soviet Union fell. And there was the crisis that Jews, for the first time since the Holocaust and communism, were able to move to Israel, yet there were no funds for it. And that's when all of these Christian leaders came and said, well, we want to be part of this. This is prophetic. Jews from the biblical land of the north are coming home to Israel. And God even called us directly to do it on the shoulders of the Gentiles, he said. And that's how On Wings of Eagles began. And since that day, 30 years ago, praise God, the stories of the people that are landing in Israel on these flights, it's unreal. There was one Jewish man who was kidnapped by the separatists. He was held for a month and a half, beaten, and then he passed out and he woke up in the middle of Ukraine, in the middle of a field, didn't know what to do, got in touch with the fellowship, and within a month he was in Israel. We had another story of a woman who called us from her house in eastern Ukraine and said, my house was hit by a shell. I live with my father and I care for my children. My father was in the kitchen when a shell hit the kitchen. I'm living here with my children and I have nowhere to turn to. Because these are war zones. You can't just go out and ask for help. Everyone's in the same situation. And the fellowship, again, within 3 weeks, she was in Israel, rescued her and her children, brought them to a refugee center, and 3 weeks later landed in Israel.
In Ezekiel chapter 37, God says, I will take you from the nations and gather you from all the lands and bring you into your own land. You're listening to a special Bless Israel year-end program. And as we close out 2019, we want to give you an opportunity to partner with the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews to bless one of God's chosen people through the Fellowship's On Wings of Eagles program. Just imagine, you'll be part of fulfilling biblical prophecy. And you can do it right now, right where you are, with a simple phone call. The cost to help rescue one Jew and put them on a seat on one of these upcoming December flights is $350, and there are several ways you can donate today. If God has blessed you in a special way this past year, would you consider giving a generous tax-deductible gift of $350? You can also give a donation of $175. We'll partner you with another donor, and together the two of you will rescue one Jew. And of course, you can give a gift of any amount toward the fellowship's year-end On Wings of Eagles flights here in December. You can also give your tax-deductible gift on our website, ifcj.org/radio. There are over a dozen flights scheduled here in the month of December, and your gift today, large or small, is greatly needed and appreciated. We can't do this important work without you. Here's our special phone number to call and donate, 800-752-1441, 800-752-1441. Our friendly fellowship operators are anxiously waiting for your call, 800-752-1441. That's 800-752-1441. The Bible says that those who bless His chosen people of Israel will themselves receive God's blessing. If 2019 has been a blessing to you and your family, or your business, why not share that blessing God has given you with a poor Jewish soul who desperately needs our help? Please call right now with your special year-end tax-deductible gift of $350, $175, or a gift of any amount. Here's that number once again, 800-752-1441, 800-752-1441. That's 800-752-1441.
Friends, Christians like you support Israel because all other nations were created by an act of men, but Israel was created by an act of God.
Psalm 122, verse 6 says, "Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. They shall prosper that love thee." God is saying that praying for Israel, blessing Israel, loving Israel, that scriptural principle of prospering in your life is tied to blessing Israel and the city of Jerusalem. God says it very clearly in that verse, "They shall prosper that love thee."
It's unreal to see what's happening. Right now, the Christian community is returning to their roots. And those roots are the Jewish people. Jesus was Jewish. He studied the Torah. "There is hope for your future," said the Lord, "and the children will return to their own land." We have the ability now together, Christians and Jews, to bring biblical prophecy to fruition. Giving charity is an investment. This is an investment that God has called us to do, and we will be returned very, very fruitfully in whatever way God wants. To literally save a Jewish life, to take money, which is nothing more than paper, and turn it into a Jewish life from Ukraine in the middle of war, being saved, and that's the answer to their prayer. So the fellowship has started our Aliyah program to bring them to safety, to bring them to Israel. Being here in America, I realize how blessed this land is with freedom and democracy, and you don't need to worry about terrorists blowing up the local cafe or sending your children on a public bus that there's going to be terrorists that get on and start stabbing and shooting. The people of America are blessed. But unfortunately, it's not like that in many places around the world. And as we've seen throughout history, and as we learn from the Bible, that's happened literally throughout history, when times get tough, it's toughest for the Jewish people. And that's why God gave the Jewish people a homeland. This is the one place that the Jewish people could be safe, that there's a government that cares for you, cares for your children, an army whose sole objective is to protect the Jewish people. There's nowhere else like that in the world. And so as we see the world turning farther and farther and quicker into turmoil, I look at America, a nation that's blessed because of those Judeo-Christian values, and I just call on each person to share that blessing, to bring a Jewish person living in threats and fear to their own freedom, to their biblical homeland where they can finally be safe.
The Bible says in the book of Amos, "I will bring back my exiled people Israel. They will rebuild the ruined cities and live in them. I will plant Israel in their own land, never again to be uprooted from the land I have given them, says the Lord your God." If you'd like to be part of the Fellowship's On Wings of Eagles ministry and help a poor Jew, maybe an orphan boy or girl, an elderly widow, a Holocaust survivor, or even an entire Jewish family, and give them a special year-end blessing, here's how you can partner with us today. The cost to help bring one Jew on these On Wings of Eagles freedom flights to Israel is $350. Your tax-deductible donation goes directly to rescue the Jew that you'll sponsor. Your financial blessing helps to pay for their airfare, a place to live, money to buy food, clothing, and cover the many resettlement costs they will have once they arrive in Israel. And there are many ways you can give a special year-end blessing. First is with a generous gift of $350. You can also give a donation of $175. We'll join your donation with one other listener who is also donating $175, and together you'll rescue one Jew. Or we would be so blessed if you can give a gift of any amount. Your donation will be matched with many other listeners so that we can fill each and every seat on these planes here in the month of December. You can also give your special year-end gift online at ifcj.org/radio. Here's a phone number for you to call. It's 800-752-1441. 800-752-1441. 800-752-1441. That's 800-752-1441. God will bless you and your family here at the end of 2019 for your expression of love to Israel. Here's that special phone number again, 800-752-1441. That's 800-752-1441.
Here again is the president and CEO of the fellowship, Yael Eckstein.
In Jeremiah chapter 30, God said, "Do not be dismayed, O Israel. Behold, I will save you from afar, and your offspring from the land of their exile. I will make an end of all the nations where I have scattered you, but I will not make an end of you." God's promise to his people is to bring them back to Israel. And that's our prayer as you consider partnering with us in this important On Wings of Eagles flight. For many poor Jews living in the embattled, war-torn region of Ukraine, their dream of one day coming home to Israel is extremely difficult, if not impossible. Most have absolutely no money. These are precious Jews who are very poor. No bank accounts, little hope of a job, nowhere to withdraw money from. These are God's chosen people, many who cannot afford even a bus ticket to go to the local market to buy food or clothing, let alone pay for an expensive plane ticket from Ukraine to Israel. But you can change all of that today. You can bring them out of a life of hopelessness in this dangerous region of the former Soviet Union and bring them home to Israel. The Bible says that those who bless his chosen people of Israel will themselves receive God's blessing. This is Yael Eckstein from the Fellowship saying thank you, Todah Rabah, and may God shine his light on you and extend his blessing to you and your family because of your generous gift today. Shalom.
Jeremiah 31:17 says, "There is hope for your descendants," declares the Lord. "Your children will return to their own land." Well, that's the promise from God that he will bring his chosen people, Israel, from the four corners of the earth back to their homeland, Israel, as foretold in Scripture. And the Fellowship's On Wings of Eagles program is doing just that. When you join us, you'll be helping to fulfill biblical prophecy today, right where you are. With one simple phone call, you can change a life. You can help rescue a poor Jew and put them on one of these flights here in the month of December. Maybe God has blessed you, your family, or your business this year in a special way, and you'd like to give a donation of $350. Your loving donation today will help rescue one Jew on an upcoming December flight. You can also give a gift of $175, and we'll partner you with another donor, and together you'll rescue one Jew. Or you can give a gift of any amount toward the Fellowship's On Wings of Eagles program. You can call our special toll-free phone number to donate. That number is 800-752-1441, 800-752-1441. Operators are standing by waiting for your call, 800-752-1441. That's 800-752-1441. Ezekiel 39, verse 28 says, "Then they will know that I am the Lord their God. For though I sent them into exile among the nations, I will gather them to their own land, not leaving any behind." Will you help us gather God's chosen people and bring them home to Israel on one of these Wings of Eagles freedom flights? You can make your special year-end tax-deductible donation of $350, $175, or a gift of any amount quickly and easily with your credit card or checking account. Here's that number one last time, 800-752-1441, 800-752-1441. That's 800-752-1441.
Friends, we're at the end of our special Bless Israel year-end program. As we close our program today, let's return to the interview with Yael Eckstein and former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee on TBN's The Huckabee Show, as she explains how Christians can stand with Israel and her people and join this movement of blessing Israel during these difficult times.
The Fellowship is a grassroots organization, so our average gift is around $45 a month from individuals who want to be part of this movement, this community of people, individuals who otherwise wouldn't be able to get their voice out there in Israel, that they stand with Israel and the Jewish people. And through the Fellowship, we come as a unit, as a community.
Before we go, I want you to tell us, what is going on with the anti-Semitic rhetoric and attitudes? We see it even from people who are in Congress. It frightens me because I know where that has led historically.
Anti-Semitism isn't new. There's always been anti-Semitism. And it's a miracle that we're still here today to even tell that story. But what's awesome that specifically the rise in anti-Semitism all around the world today reminds me is that we are living in historic times for two reasons. First of all, we have the state of Israel, God's promised land, the only country in the world that has a prime minister, a government, an army who has one concern: to protect the Jewish people. And the second thing that's historic is that for the first time in history, we're not alone. The Jewish people are not alone. We have millions of Christians who are standing with Israel, often even stronger than the Jewish community.
That's true.
Which is upside down, absurd, but it's amazing. These Judeo-Christian values that America was founded on are coming to life. Israel and America are the greatest allies, but it's not just political anymore. It's personal. Christians who are raising their voice against their own Congress people to say, we don't agree with your anti-Semitism. I don't think that's ever been done before, and so I have hope. I have hope.
Friends, you can give that hope that Yael just mentioned. You can give hope by blessing one of God's chosen people today with a special year-end gift that will go directly to help rescue a poor Jew. Call right now with your special year-end gift. God promises to bless you as you bless His chosen people. Thanks for listening.